This is GQDN for June the 21st, 2022. In today's news, we have some Sony PlayStation news, some Xbox news, and a little bit of WoW update. But today brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest. I get to say this from Engadget. Now we know that the Activision Blizzard committee did convene and said that they have found no problems or existential problems with sexual harassment. But now, the Activision Blizzard shareholders, by Engadget.com, has approved a plan for the public report on sexual harassment. Now, in this report, it's under the proposal, they will say, quote, "The number and total dollar amount of disputes settled by the studio relating to sexual harassment and abuse and discrimination based on race, religion, sex, national origin, age, disability, genetic information, service member status, gender identify, or sexual orientation, covering the last 3 years. What steps Activision Blizzard is taking to reduce the average length of time it takes to resolve these incidents internally and legally. The number of pending complaints facing the studio relating to a sexual abuse, harassment, and discrimination internally and in litigation. Data on pay and hours worked, as required by the California Department of Fair Employment and Housing." Now, a statement in the support of the proposal did say, quote, "For years, there have been alarming news reports that detail allegedly rampant sexual abuse, discrimination, harassment, and retaliation directed toward female employees." So, all this is on Engadget.com. But all this comes out on the same day that this comes to us from BlizzardWatch.com and by Wowhead.com, as I'm combining the two, that World of Warcraft Dragonflight expansion comes later this year. Now, the date that they gave was December 31st, 2022, but that's an initial date, and that date can be put back or pushed back, which means it could be November, September, or December, somewhere around that time. So guess what? I was wrong. So be it. So be it. Now, since the pre-order is now out, the base edition is the base game and the Dracus pet. That's for $50. Heroic edition, $70, which adds a level 60 character boost, the Tangled Dreamweaver mount, and the Murkstraza pet. The Epic Edition, which is $90, does have a lot of extra goodies, such as 30 days of game time, Time Walker's Hearthstone effect, Diadem of the Spellkeeper's Head Slot Transmog, Wings of Awakening Back Slot Transmogs, which includes 5 color variants, one for each of the major dragon fights. I wonder if you can choose that at a later date. The color I'm talking about. We'll see. But all you World of Warcraft fans, you'll indeed love that news. And Blizzard did have a couple blue posts. World of Warcraft Dragonflight will be available on or before December 31st, 2022. We are thrilled to share that we'll be bringing our next expansion to players later this year. Dragonflight is a return to Azeroth and the freedom of exploration that World of Warcraft is known for, said executive producer Holly Longdale. And she said more, "This is your chance to get up close and personal with the rich history of the storied Dragon Isles and immerse yourself in the high fantasy of the core of Warcraft universe. Now you know that that's coming." Now we get on to some Xbox news, and we'll start with the good news. And this comes to us from both Eurogamer and Destructoid.com, because they're both saying that Far Cry 5 will be coming to Xbox Game Pass on July 1st. This should play well for Xbox players, in my opinion, because it is a first-person shooter. But the other games that will be coming: Shadowrun Trilogy, June 21st, Total War, Three Kingdoms, June 21st, FIFA 22, June 23rd, and Naraka Bladepoint, June 23rd. Should be rather interesting. So enjoy those games. However, Eurogamer did go on to say that the Microsoft Xbox controllers are indeed in short supply. Now, a Microsoft spokesperson did say, quote, "We know it may be hard finding Xbox wireless controllers right now due to supply disruptions. We're working as fast as possible with our manufacturing and retail partners to improve this. Please check with your local retailer for availability. Availability. By the way, they're not the only ones. We know that Sony is, Nintendo is too, and now we just found out that Xbox is, because of the global chip shortage. That relief is coming, people. Be patient." PlayStation is where we end things, but two stories, one from DualShockers.com, and they're saying that PlayStation, well, will be gearing up for God of War Ragnarok, the state of play next week. Tom Henderson on Twitter did say, quote, "Evidence of an SOP next week. Gran Turismo, producer did say, or says, an update of the game next week. And Jason Schreier says, God of War Ragnarok release date later this month. Sony is set to reveal some hardware next week. PlayStation 5 Pro." I'm making my shout right now. Anyway, but Sony also did say that they're going to be discontinuing the retail cards for now. Now, because of its service that has been provided, the cards, what they're saying is, need to be revamped. So the cards, according to Lozegeier.pl, said that they're no longer available. Now, those are the cards that they're only offering the PlayStation Store gift cards, the PlayStation Network Store gift cards. Okay, so you have been informed, and I inform you as well. You know me as Joe. You can find me at Joe Brums on Twitter. You can find the Group Quest on Twitter, and you can find everybody at groupquest.com and on dawnforge.com. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Go play some games, people.